Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Racing.
So, Ruby, there was some news today on Richard Johnson. He, by all accounts, has an arm break. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about what that means for him.
Looks like it. Unfortunately for Richard Johnson, he got a fall in Exeter this afternoon from a horse called West End Story, I think his name was, in Exeter, but he has broken his arm. Now, which part of his arm, we're not sure. It's his forearm, I think, below his elbow. So, depending on what the X-rays reveal, you know, you could be looking at anything from sort of 4 weeks to maybe 6 or 7 weeks out with injury. And obviously for Richard, he's been champion jockey in the UK the last four seasons since Tony Mackay retired, but at the moment he's trailing Irishman Brian Hughes by 3 winners, and it looked like being a real ding dong battle for that. But also it's only 49 days to the Cheltenham Festival, so you know he'll be hoping it won't be any more than 6 weeks. That's 42 days. That gives him a week to get back for Cheltenham, which would be a huge blow for him. Realistically it's the perils of being a jump jockey, but the timing wouldn't be great for Dickie.
From listening to you, is it all about where you break it?
Yeah, definitely. The closer it is, the further down his wrist it is, or down his arm, the closer to his hand it is, the quicker he'll be back. I mean, just think about it yourself. I mean, if you put your hand on your own arm and move back to your elbow, the bone widens, and the higher up you break it, the longer it'll take to fix.
How do you think there, Ruby? Because I know when it comes to rugby, you think function, you know, that just medics count you out straight away, a break, you're done. There's a set protocol. But you always think, kind of, can I be functional with my injury?
Yeah, I mean, he'd be thinking, right, if I get that plated, couple of screws through the bone, that'll stabilise the fracture, let the wound heal, and then how long can I put before I can put pressure on it. Now, you run the risk, obviously, but when you put the plate on it and put the screws through, that fracture effectively has been removed because the plate is holding it in place.
What about the pain there?
But sure, what's pain is only what you make of it, Donica. You know, that physical pain will die away after a couple of days. The mental pain of what he's feeling right now, of watching Brian Hughes riding more winners, of possibly missing the Cheltenham Festival, I can assure you what's going through his head is far worse than the pain coming out of his arm.
And is that the thinking? Are you thinking, this is going to get no worse, so I'm going to go out, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it'll ease over a couple of days. It'll be sore today. He won't move it too much. I'm sure he'll have it operated on if he can to try and speed up the recovery and how quick he can get back. But he's going to roll the dice here and take whatever chances he can. And, you know, he put up with the pain of it.
We spoke before about the race for the jockey's title and how much it adds to racing, like run-of-the-mill meets. They've just had a whole lot of extra interest because the two lads were so close and going for that title.
Yeah, even like yesterday, Brian Hughes rode a treble in Newcastle, a meeting I wouldn't have ordinarily watched. Today, Dickie was in Exeter, Brian Hughes wasn't riding, so it was a chance to peg back a few of those winners. So it was adding great spice to it in the UK, but, you know, for the moment, that looks like it's going to be on the back burner. And if Brian Hughes can stay fit and well, he would look fairly nailed on right this minute in time.
Would he drop him a text message there now, like, get well soon? Or how, like when we heard Sean O'Brien saying when he heard Joey Carberry was injured, you drop him a message, is it?
Of course he would, yeah. They would get on well. Their paths wouldn't cross all that often because Brian is based in the north of England, Richard's in the very much in the south of England, so their paths wouldn't cross too much and they're probably a different generation. But yeah, there would be a mutual respect there that they would get on, and of course he'd have sent him a text. But that's, come on, Donica, that's only mannerly. Surely you would have texted a teammate or a guy you played with in Ireland. If he's playing for Leinster and got injured, you would have texted him too. There has to be a human in you.
I think there is, but I with players in your own position, I'd be very slow to do it because you know that it's a gain for you. So it just, I was always in terms of competition for the Irish places with Malcolm O'Kelly, and we had a different type of relationship.
You had a competitive relationship, not a friendly relationship.
Yeah, you did. You did, and it's different. Then I wouldn't want to probably send him a message if I heard something like that, because I would think it would seem quite sarcastic or, you know, that way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that's obviously, you know, it's obviously whatever way you write it or phrase it or what you do, but I'd say he has probably sent him a text message.
We were speaking earlier and you said that the battle is quite like the Dunwoody-Maguire battle from 94, and a lot of people might remember it.
What
was that
battle
like?
Remember it, Dunwoody, yeah.
Oh, what a battle.
What did it go down to?
The wire.
Yeah, that's many. Look, I was only young at the time, obviously, and I can remember it vaguely, but that was the last time there was a battle like that for a Jockeys' Championship in the UK. There's been a couple of closest ones here, more so on the flat, and a couple of close ones on the flat in England between Richard Hughes and Jamie Spencer, I think, or Richard Hughes and Seb...
Don't be looking at myself and don't get out for the answer to that one.
No, Sanders. But look, it's I think a real close Jockey Championship is quite unique. So, you know, it's a strange enough one. And there was more news and racing today on a different note. Presenting Percy is going to skip the Galmoy Hurdle on Thursday and go to the Dublin Racing Festival to run in the Paddy Power Gold Cup. So that's a loss for Gorin, but definitely a plus for Leopardstown.
Why?
I say that connections possibly think the ground is going to be soft enough in Leopardstown, and that last year his prep for the Cheltenham Gold Cup was running in Goran Park over hurdles. It didn't work. He disappointed in the Gold Cup. He was favoured that day. He finished 8th of 16, so they're changing their prep this year and heading for the Paddy Power Gold Cup en route to the Cheltenham Festival. So it's just a change of plan.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.